Come get on the train. Pippin ain't easy.
The WEW podcast. Wrestling is everything is wrestling. And we are here live today again this month, March. March, what day is it? It's March 17th.
Well, hold on.
18th. Oh, my gosh. We are at SOAR Championship Wrestling once again. And I'm coming in a little hot, so I'm going to bring my stuff down a little bit. A little bit. There we go. A little bit more. A little bit more. But we're doing well. We're doing it. But yeah, we are here. We're at the SOAR Championship at the Elks Lodge in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, for their show, March to Destruction.
Yes, and this is part of the Multimedia Men podcast, an entertainment answer radio show. You can find us at Multimedia Men on iTunes. So go there, subscribe to us, tell us how fresh smelling and sexy we are. I'm Brian Kluger with BoomstickComics.com. Go to Boomstick. You will find movies and music and wrestling. They're all the things you need in life. And I'm joined by the amazing, the emo hair looking today.
Oh, God, I know.
Scott Jackson. What's up, Scott?
Hey, what's up? Back. Let's talk about my hair. I don't know what's happening. I'm sorry.
What did happen to your hair?
Well, here's the thing. It got all this life to it, and then I didn't want to cut it, and now it's taken over. It doesn't.
And now it's taken over. It's, well, what do you do with your hair? Just, I mean, because, you know, in the wrestling world, you see a lot of wrestlers with really long hair. They're oiled up and it looks perfect all the time. How do you keep your hair so perfect all the time, Scott?
Apparently,
how do you keep it on point?
Apparently, I don't know how, because you're looking at it right now. It's funny that you asked me this, because it's something that everybody always wonders, especially women. And
are you insinuating something?
So it was really funny. I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago. I was in the bathroom and I was getting ready, and this girl I was dating comes into the bathroom and she goes, "Oh my God, it's like a DVD extra watching you do your hair." And I'm like, "What? I've never really thought about that."
Do you take more than 20 minutes to do your hair?
No, I shit you not. 2-3 minutes.
All right.
If that's on the long end. Now, if I really want to do something with my hair, I think that's the problem. I don't want to spend more than that much time on it, and now it looks emo.
I actually think I have longer hair than you right now.
You probably do.
And why are we talking about our hairdos on our wrestling podcast? I think I brought it up. I'm sorry, folks.
It's what we do. That's how distracting my freaking hair is right now.
The day has started. It is crazy here. We are at the Elks Lodge in Dallas, Texas, off Northwest Highway. This is where SOAR Championship Wrestling happens. It is an excellent place. It is a fun place. It's family-friendly. The talent, the wrestling is superb here. It's a lot of fun. There's a full bar. There's karaoke.
Cheap bar, too.
And there's food. Food for everybody.
Cheap food.
And you can interact with the wrestlers. You can get their merch. It is so much fun. And we're at the March to Destruction event.
I like that name, by the way.
Yeah, March to Destruction. Because we're in March right now.
Yeah, it's much better than Fastlane.
Yeah, much better than Fastlane, for sure. We might talk about a little bit of WWE news because, you know, the Super Bowl of WWE is happening in a week or two. WrestleMania.
Super Bowl of wrestling in general, sir.
Yes. So there's a lot going on a couple weeks down in Orlando, Florida. We will have coverage on that. But that's not today. Today is all about SOAR Pro Wrestling, SOAR Championship Wrestling. If you don't know about SOAR, look them up on Facebook and Twitter and their website, SOAR Championship Wrestling. It's pretty badass. They get a lot of really cool talent. But before we get into the event today, one of the people that runs SOAR Championship is Sir Mo, and you probably remember him from the WWF way long ago. He kind of heads up SOAR Championship Wrestling, and is pretty cool. And you know what? In addition to, you know, putting all these really cool events that are really family friendly, you know, good for the community, he also does. He also heads up a wrestling school, which in Dallas, it's called Sir Mo's Bumps and Bruises. Can you tell us a little about that, Scott?
No, I can't.
Yeah, no, we can't.
I would have been able to, and then I don't think we ever went.
So we want to go. So yeah. Because I mean, but what they do is, you know, it's actually a school, and it trains you. They train you to become pro wrestlers. And if you can't, you know, if you're like me, if you're overweight, you got a big gut, you're not really getting outside to do any energy or energetic exercises. They train managers and announcers and referees. So it's called Sir Mo's Bumps and Bruises Pro Wrestling Academy, and they will train you there. Sir Mo's been wrestling for about 30 years, and it is just, it sounds awesome. They teach you about the techniques, the psychology, character development, interviews in and out of the ring, and etiquette in the locker room, and plus everything else. It's pretty cool. So if you're ever interested, if you ever have that creative side of you to like, I want to be a pro wrestler, I want to go into an arena, I want to go into a crowd and get the entire crowd to hate me, this school will have it. You can do it there.
And maybe you can even come and wrestle at SOAR Championship Wrestling over at the Elks Lodge. Why not?
Which brings me to a thing. Tonight, this is a big, very big special night for SOAR Championship Wrestling. They're debuting something tonight, right?
Yeah.
What are they?
It's gonna be cool.
What are they debuting?
They're gonna debut their SOAR Heavyweight Championship belt.
Yeah.
Something's gonna get crowned tonight.
Yeah. So they have not had the heavyweight belt here yet because they're a fairly brand new promotion, and they are unveiling the new heavyweight championship belt for SOAR.
Yeah.
And somebody is going to carry that title tonight. First time ever, the inaugural person. It's going to be crazy. And so, how are they gonna do this tonight? We just found out because it's secret right now. Nobody here knows this but us right now.
Yeah, I feel really cool about this. We're special. So they're gonna do a tournament style. We're gonna figure it out. We're gonna do an elimination bracket.
Yeah, it's gonna be like you know, since we're in March Madness right now, NCAA, it's March to Destruction. It's gonna be like an NCAA type of bracket to see who gets this championship belt.
Yeah.
So what we have right now, we have Christian Sims versus Christopher Hayden. And I just have to say, what do you think about this match? Where do you see this going? Who do you think is going to turn out this match?
Hayden, without a doubt.
Hayden?
Yeah.
Think Hayden's going to go?
Yeah. What are you thinking?
I like
Sims, but...
I'm thinking Sims. I'm going to go Sims this way. I'm going to go Sims. So if we're going to bet... You know,
dollars.
If we're gonna bet some dollars, just $1 in particular, we'll see what happens. But this should be a pretty cool match.
We'll come out even at the end of it. You and me both.
So we also have Brad Sanders versus Ray Ortiz with Dean Fleming. Dean Fleming is the manager of some of these wrestlers, and Dean Fleming, if you come to SOAR quite a bit, you know he always has his clipboard, and he is he's a big heel. Nobody likes him because he always cheats for his client to win out in the ring. Everybody boos him. But one thing funny about Brad Sanders, is an excellent, excellent wrestler. But we were here a few months ago, and we watched Brad Sanders wrestle. And the entire audience started chanting Colonel Sanders because his last name's Sanders. And then he got so mad at it, he started telling everybody in the audience to shut up and don't do it.
He's such a great wrestler, though.
Yeah, he is. And then, so our Colonel Sanders chant turned into chicken fingers.
Yep. I mean, it's crazy because, like, the dude, he's not in the best shape or anything, but, man, he knows how to work a crowd. He knows how to work a match. It's awesome. Now, what I'm really interested in is something you touched on. So Dean manages a whole bunch of the wrestlers.
Yes.
What happens if two of his clients win? And they have to face each other in the bracket.
It's kind of like the Don Simmons. Don King.
Don King.
I was thinking of Don No Soul Simmons from Amazon Women on the Moon, like Kentucky Fried movie. I'm sorry, folks. It's been a day.
It's easy to forget about Don King. Apparently.
Yeah. So Don King's managed two wrestlers at the same time, right? He makes money. So what's different about Dean Fleming?
Yeah, why can't he be like him? I don't know what happens there. Does he lose a client?
I don't know. I don't think so. It depends on how he uses his cheating skills to win for which client.
Yeah, unless he somehow sneaks into the match and
yes,
becomes the winner himself.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you can hear us in the background, we are actually live. We are just mere feet from the actual ring. So people are starting to file in here. We've got the music going. So if you can hear us in the background, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, doors just open. People are grabbing their seats, getting drinks.
What are you drinking right now?
Drinking a little bit of whiskey.
A little bit of whiskey.
Yeah, what are you drinking?
I got some a bottle of water, sir. Water. I know. Well, before we move on with the store, the other day was March 16th, 316.
Oh, man.
Scott and I had a day. We had a day, didn't we?
I'm really sad that I didn't see anybody else doing this. We got dressed up in our Steve Austin attire, and we found somewhere that had buckets of beer, buckets of canned light beer, specifically, and we did Steve Austin cheers all damn night. Smashed beers to each other, chugged them, got super wet, had to change our shirts. It was messy.
It was a whole thing. We did dress up. I bought jean shorts, which I haven't worn since the early Clinton administration.
I meant to buy jean shorts, and then I didn't.
He left me hanging.
I did.
And like he said, we had about 10 buckets full of tons of beers, and we stone-colded those things till 10:30, 11, and then we went to another bar where you karaoke'd.
Yeah, and nobody paid attention. It was the worst.
But that's how big of fans we are here at the WEW podcast. We don't celebrate. Well, we might celebrate St. Patty's Day, but we would rather celebrate Stone Cold Steve Austin Day.
Stone Cold Steve Austin Day is where it's at. The bar ain't nearly as busy. We're having fun. People recognize us somehow, especially when we walk into the bathroom. that was an interesting moment when the guy started quoting the Steve Austin.
Oh yeah, people started like, "What's this?" Or like, "Oh, let me get a hell yeah,
hell yeah."
So moving back to SOAR Championship Wrestling, I'm sorry we got off on a tangent there, but we know we always have fun. Baron Slade with Dean coming out again against Nobi Bryant. That's going to be badass as well. I love when, you know, SOAR or Wrestle Circus or VIP Wrestling or Evolve or WWE do these tournaments.
Tournament style.
Because they're so much fun because anything can happen. And then, you know.
Well, it makes the whole night matter.
Yeah.
Like, as opposed to, this is just a throwaway match, which I hate saying, but everything comes together. Every single match is important to the end. It's just like a movie. Everything's important.
You know, and if somebody's mad that they lost, they could always come out and interfere with somebody else. Like, and then they can form an alliance or a bitter rivalry. It's really cool. So, that's gonna be really cool to see what transpires here tonight, because Scott and I have been coming to SOAR for quite a while and we haven't seen a tournament yet, so that will be pretty cool to see tonight.
It's gonna be fun. I really, here's the thing, I had such a long day, I did not want to do anything, and if there was anything else that I had planned tonight, I would have cut out on it. I can't cut out on SOAR. This is just going to be way too much fun. This is going to be so fun. We haven't even mentioned it either. It's super affordable to get in here.
It is. So if, you know, you see WWE, you see when they come to town, and, you know, they're playing at American Airlines Center, they're playing at AT&T, they're playing at the biggest stadiums. That ticket started at probably $50 to $60 and go up from there. That's not how the indie wrestling world is. And SOAR, kids get in free, and the tickets start at $15. And if you want to pay an extra $5, an extra whopping $5, you'll get front row here. It's crazy because you'll get to smack hands with all the wrestlers and yell at them the closest. It's so cool. So yeah, it's really affordable. You can take the whole family. And like I said, there's cheap food here, there's cheap drinks here, there's karaoke afterwards. It's a good time.
You might even, if you get ringside, you might even get some wrestler sweat on you. I don't know if that's your thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, $5 extra to get some DNA. Why not?
And then another match we know about tonight is Lou Gotti with Orion Taylor.
Yeah.
So we know Lou. And if you're into the indie wrestling scene, you have heard of Lou Gotti before. And Lou, you know, he's wrestled in VIP. He's wrestled in SOAR. He's wrestled all around. People know who this guy is. He's a badass in the ring. And his character, he's developed his character so well. He's so fine-tuned it that he's like a big, big heel in the wrestling world. And, you know, people like to yell, like, Lou sucks. And he goes, who sucks? You suck. And it's just, and it goes on for, like, literally, like, 2 minutes.
The whole match.
Yeah.
No, the whole match. It's awesome. I really wish Lou was going to go over, but there's no way he does.
Yeah, there's no way Lou ever goes over unless he becomes friends with a certain Jervis Cottonbelly.
Oh, man.
I don't know if Jervis can even put Lou over.
What if maybe Jervis turned Lou Gotti?
What if into, like, another,
they,
like...
They became, like, best friends.
Gotti Cotton, or Gotti Cottonbelly?
Oh, my
Lou,
God.
Jervis please. And Lou Cottonbelly.
Please. Oh, my God.
And if you're unfamiliar, if it's the first time you're listening to this podcast, and if you don't know who Jervis Cottonbelly is, he is
the best.
You have to describe him.
Jervis Cottonbelly. Oh my God, it's exactly what it sounds like. He has a big old cotton belly, black, yellow attire. He wears a lucha mask. Don't get too elaborate in your brain. It's a mask, but he also wears a bowler, and the mask is in the style of, like, a monocle, and it's yellow, and it's just amazing. He has this British gentleman accent,
and he's
the best. He's the Wrestle Circus Ringmaster Champion.
Yes, on our behalf, though.
Sideshow Champion.
Yes, the Sideshow Champion. My bad. But he's representing Squared Circle Reddit.
Yeah, he is representing everybody at Reddit right now.
And we are a part of that, so we're also the Sideshow Champions right
with
now.
With Jervis.
Yes. So,
because he did come out for Reddit in that triple threat match.
So upset that
cool.
I missed that. That was so much. I saw the end, and he was passing the belt around to everybody last night. It was adorable.
and our friend Tom Nix, who's been on the show before,
he was front row
at Wrestle Circus, and he got to hold the belt. He is part of that champion.
I'm just gonna go just so I can hold the belt now. This is crazy. So, Jervis will not be here tonight, which makes me really sad because it's like Austin is a hop, skip, and a jump away from here.
But it was also during South By.
Well, here's the thing. Jervis is hosting something called Sweet by Southwest.
Yes, yeah, Sweet by Southwest.
Yes. And he just posted that's supposed to be tonight. There's going to be a hip-hop compliment battle.
So, if you don't know, Jervis Cottonbelly is
the
world's sweetest man. And when he gets into the ring, he shakes everybody's hand. He tries to give him a hug. And if his opponent's feeling left out with clobbering somebody, he'll let the opponent clobber him. You know, that he's a sweet man.
Nice guy.
So there's a hip-hop compliment battle. hosted by Jervis.
I assume it is. Apparently Loud and Noxious is supposed to be there. There's going to be improv, sketch, wrestling shenanigans, and surprise appearances. Also, this is all free. Sweet by Southwest, the world's sweetest festival.
It's pretty cool.
Why am I here? Like, I'm so happy that I'm at SOAR, but I want to be at Sweet by Southwest.
But SOAR, you know what? SOAR's up and coming, you know? They're the new kids on the block, and they're making a name for themselves. And, you know, hopefully within the next year, Jervis will show up at a SOAR championship wrestling event. And if that happens, I like to think that we were mainly responsible for that.
Well, I think that they kind of know who we are now. So
yeah.
Maybe we could say, hey, go get Jervis, please.
We can come get Jervis. We can do this.
Oh God, I was gonna wear my Jervis shirt today too. Then
yeah,
I didn't get to stop at home.
It's so funny because, like, when we bring up Jervis between Scott and I, we just can't stop because we were talking about Lou Gotti, and Lou Gotti is an awesome wrestler. And then we were like, what if Lou Gotti and Jervis got together? And we're like, oh God, we gotta talk about Jervis. But Lou Gotti is badass. He also does the wrestling school, and he's just an all around good dude, and he's a great wrestler inside and outside the ring. He knows how to deal with the audience. And, we've seen him wrestle a bunch.
Yeah, and surprisingly, he's shook in both of our hands.
He's what?
He's gone up to us and shook our hands before.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that's so out of character.
He did. He was out of character. Yeah.
No, he wasn't. No, don't say that. I was gonna say we might be full heels now, and we just don't know it.
Are we a heel? Are we a heel like radio team right now?
Oh shit.
So I'd like to think that we are, because that would be awesome.
I think we're still trying to figure it out, but yeah, that would make me really happy. We can just talk about like everything everybody hates the whole time and how much we love it.
How much we love it.
Yeah. We can talk about Pain and Gain for every show.
We could talk about Pain and Gain
for
every show.
I love Pain and Gain.
Like
legit.
Like the wrestlers or the movie by Michael Bay?
The Michael Bay movie.
Ugh.
I love that movie. I mean it.
I mean, I like The Rock.
I love The Rock.
We all know you love The Rock.
I love The Rock like I love John Wick, too.
You don't have a cardboard cutout of John Wick yet. You still have a cardboard cutout of The Rock in your house.
Of course I do. Why wouldn't I? I need to put him right up to, right next to Keanu. I need to get one. So I saw that there's apparently there's cardboard cutouts of The Rock coming out for Baywatch. And I need to get another one of those, and I need to put Rock on Rock.
Rock on Rock?
Yeah, it'd be great.
That would be pretty funny.
So I sent you a tweet earlier.
What did you send me a tweet of?
From Zack Ryder.
Oh, yeah. So let's talk. Okay, we're going to get into a little bit of WWE news, because we all know Scott, for a second, WWE, Scott's favorite wrestler of all time is Zack Ryder.
Yeah. And I haven't watched this yet.
So, well, let's not watch it now while we're recording.
Why not?
But
look at that face. Look at that smile. Sorry, it was John Wick, and then now it's...
No, that's Zack Ryder.
That's a good smile.
So Zack Ryder was the Intercontinental Champion for less than 24 hours after last year's WrestleMania.
He was also the Emma Champion for a while.
That's very true. But he got injured recently, and he's been off of TV and wrestling for several months.
Yeah, he probably got dumped because he got injured.
No, he's coming back, isn't he?
He's probably... No, I meant dumped by Emma.
Oh, okay. I was like, he didn't get dumped. Him and Mojo were having a good thing there.
They were, and I mean, a little bit off subject. I love Mojo, but it'd be really, really great to see him turn on Mojo whenever he comes back.
It might happen.
It'd be cool. I want to see Zack Ryder as a heel. It'd be kind of fun.
That'd be cool. But what did he post?
He posted a brand new episode. I think it's a new episode. I haven't looked at it. Of the Z True Long Island Story. Woo, woo, woo. Take care, spike your hair. Apparently, I don't know how to do that. Maybe I'll learn whatever, since the show's back on.
You need to spike your hair. It's very emo right now.
I know.
I've said that, but
I know.
Still.
See, it has the power.
You have the power. So let's get back to this story. We're going off on tangents because we get so excited when we're here live in the mix with this live event, and we want to talk. We want to tell you everything.
This is our one moment where we really just like get to talk about wrestling and nothing else.
Yes,
like, because it's the only time we're really ever alone, and nobody can interrupt us and go, "Let's not talk about wrestling anymore, please." So I don't know.
Well, we have to talk about a future SOAR Championship wrestling event coming up May 13th. Put it on your calendar right now, May 13th. You're going to want to be at the Elks Lodge because it's going to be a huge, huge, huge event. They are bringing in WWE superstar Kevin Nash, part of the NWO, is going to be here live. I'm very excited.
You have a story about him.
I do have a story about Kevin Nash, and we might relive that story come May 13th at the Elks Lodge for SOAR Championship.
That would
wrestling.
Be great. You can tell me if he still smells the same.
So I'm 5'9", 5'10", and Kevin Nash is like, how tall is Kevin Nash? Let's look this
tall
up.
Tall as fuck.
Let's look this up real quick, because Kevin
I
Nash
got
is...
Away.
Kevin Nash.
Siri, how tall is Kevin Nash?
I got it. He's 6'9" is what he's billed as.
6'10" according to Siri.
6'10". So he's
225.
He's really tall.
He's so, also in John Wick.
He is also in John Wick. Yes, John no or Scott no. Why am I just calling you John now? Is that okay?
I think I've earned it. John Wick gave him the night off. I know the important things.
You know, you do know the important things.
I'm terrible. I'm so good at derailing.
My goodness. We've gone off the rails here, folks, but thanks for sticking with us.
God, I suck.
No, we're having
Kevin
a good time.
Ash is going to be here. This is going to be cool.
Yeah, so this is May 13th again at the Elks Lodge. You're going to be able to meet, get autographs, Kevin Nash. He probably will be the manager of the night for SOAR Championship Pro Wrestling, meaning if a bad guy loses a match in that night, Kevin Nash is going to come out and make it difficult for that guy's life difficult. Like, he's going to be doing matches. Or Kevin Nash won't be doing a match, I doubt it.
No. He's going to be booking everything.
Yeah.
It'll be really
cool. He'll come out and do some things. He might even punch somebody. Who knows?
That would be awesome. And I mean, who knows how it's going to go. Right now, he's just advertised for an appearance. I don't know if that means he's going to get involved in some way. I would hope so.
I'm sure he'll be here most of the day.
I hope he doesn't need a flight out. And maybe we're lucky enough, and he'll come and talk to us for a little bit. Who knows?
That would be cool to get him on the your favorite wrestling show, the WEW.
I almost did all of it that time. I was almost ready.
So, yeah, that's coming up, and it's going to be... So, Sermo, we talked about Sermo earlier. He heads up SOAR Championship Wrestling. He's a good dude. He's put all this on. He runs the school. He's a former WWF superstar. He is in need of a kidney transplant, and we are raising money for him to get that kidney transplant. And that May 13th show is going to be to help raise money for him. So you should come out, enjoy the show, have fun, meet everybody, and, you know, if you want to donate, donate. It's a good cause. Sermo is awesome.
Yeah, how cool is it that Kevin Nash is going to come out just for that?
No, that's awesome.
That's
by the
amazing.
Way, they're playing Billie Jean, Michael Jackson. I'm very excited.
I've never heard this.
Of course you wouldn't.
I'm just trying to get under your skin.
You're doing a good job.
I'm really good at that. Oh, no.
So, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to start moonwalking here in a second because I love Michael Jackson, but they got Billie Jean playing up. The people have really piled in here. There is quite a bit of people here right now.
There's more people here than there were last week, I think.
I want to say that the last month they let people in really late.
Did I say last week? I'm insane. I said that earlier.
Yeah, you said that last week. You think we're here every week at the Elks Lodge in Dallas?
If I could come to the Elks Lodge every week... Man,
we should try to become members here.
I wouldn't even care if my back was screwed up right now. Be like, it's my week at the Elks Lodge. I'm so happy. Yeah, can we become card-carrying members of the Elks Lodge?
So, tell me, since this is the inaugural SOAR championship belt, who do you think's going home with a belt tonight?
I can't tell you who I think is going to go home with it. I can tell you who I want to, though.
Who's
Lou Gotti. Lou Gotti, for sure.
You think Lou's going home with it?
I don't think he is, but I want him to. It's just...
Lou Starrett?
It's just like at WrestleMania last year. Did I think Zack Ryder was going to win? No. But damn, I wanted him to. And look at that. The power of positivity.
What about the All-American Mad Dog? He wears a chain around his neck?
I don't want to see him as champion.
What about Sims? You know, we saw him. He's the younger buck here in his early 20s.
He could carry it. He could definitely carry that.
What about Mr. Chicken Fingers, Colonel Sanders, himself, Brad Sanders?
No, he wishes. He wishes.
What about Baron Slade?
Baron Slade, there's a good chance that happens. Very good chance that happens. Especially... because he's featured front and center on the poster. But
it doesn't mean anything, though.
I want it to be Lou Gotti. He can carry that belt.
Lou Gotti's there. Because I think we just like him because he's so awesome. And if he won the championship belt, that means a heel would have a belt. And that means
happiness
that all the good guys would have to get in there. And then Lou can hold a belt for several months, chain his way out of every win.
I would love that. I'd be so happy.
That would be pretty cool.
Doesn't get any better than that.
What about Xavier Daniels or El Santo del Negro?
No.
No?
No, and no.
Why not?
I Here's the thing. My feelings on Lou Gotti are so strong. He shook my hand. I feel like we have a connection. And if I have to, I will get in that ring and try to help him out.
Okay.
I'll do it.
Awesome, awesome.
I need some more whiskey.
You need some more whiskey.
But, you know, if I do have more, that could happen.
All right, so you want Lou to win tonight.
Yes, what about you? What's wrong with Lou?
I want the Mad Dog to win tonight.
Mad Dog 2020.
I want the Mad Dog to win. That would be pretty awesome.
I
know,
so.
There's a lot of good people here tonight. It's going to be crazy. It's going to get... It's going to be highly entertaining. I don't know if it's going to be high-flying, because when we're in the Elks Lodge...
They really can't go high-flying. The ceiling is so low.
Yeah.
But it's so
They'll
awesome.
Go into the ceiling, but it would be pretty fun to see that actually happen.
Ooh, we got a little kid moonwalking.
We do. They are playing Billie Jean, and we have an 8-year-old kid doing the Michael Jackson dances and everything.
I'm really sad this is not on Facebook Live right now just because of this. Wow. That was a moment. Give him the belt. Give him the belt.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. SOAR Championship Wrestling does a kid's belt every month, right?
Is it every month? I know that they gave away one.
No, it's every month, and what they do is that they have a sign-up sheet for parents to take home that these kids can do their chores, you know, do mitzvahs. Well, mitzvah... I'm sorry, my inner Jew is coming out. A mitzvah is a good deed. So if the kids do good deeds and are gentlemen and do their chores and respectful to their elders,
this is why
their parents
needs to be here.
Exactly. The parents can check us off this list, and the kid with the best sheet in return gets to go into the ring, gets to hold the actual kid's belt for an entire month. Like they made an actual championship belt for the kids. It's really cool.
Yes. That's like,
yes.
Sorry, my phone went off for a second, and I was a little thrown off. I was trying to calculate something.
Who's hearing you talk, and he's texting you right now?
Look, man, I don't want to give away the show tonight. No, that's the coolest thing, because you see WWE kind of get involved a little bit, but nothing like that. Like, that's really, really cool, and you're not going to see that. Other tiny little promotions, like, they just want you to come in.
Thriller right now, and the video version, and I knew that just by
hearing the crickets.
The crickets.
Oh, you. Oh, no.
Fantastic.
Well... I think it's great what they do for the families. I think that's awesome. And whatever they can do to get people in here is really the best. I love it.
Yeah, because it really is a family-friendly affair. You can bring your young kids to this. They're guaranteed to be thrilled and chilled with the bad guy wrestlers, and it's so much fun. And there's so much interaction between the superstars and the fans here. They really do a good job. Like, I've said this before with SOAR. Like, you know, you go to a WWE event, it seems very calculated. It's very almost kind of cold.
Yes.
But when you come here, you kind of feel like you're home.
You feel like you're a part of the show.
Yeah, you feel like you're a part of the show. And it's got a nice, like, homey feeling here. Like, you're like, you know everybody. Everybody's friends. Everybody, you like to talk about all the fun stuff.
How long have we been coming here? 4 months or so?
Yeah.
And I've recognized a lot of these fans in here today.
Yeah.
And last month. I said last month, not last week.
You did. You're getting it.
I'm finally getting it. Time is working. So you recognize some of them. The wrestlers definitely are recognizing some of these fans, and they're going up to them and are interacting.
Yes.
Especially the heels. And this is one reason I brought them up, is somebody who just walked by us right now.
Yeah.
They had a big interaction. It was Lou. Lou had a big interaction and was getting all up in her face last month. And it was just the coolest thing ever. Something that I don't want to forget to talk about. I asked if there was going to be a women's match earlier.
Okay, because there was a women's match last month.
And it was stellar.
It was awesome. Those women were awesome.
I wish I could give them props and tell them by name, talk about them by name, but I don't know who they were. But I remember these two young girls came out, and I remember looking at everybody I was with, and I'm like, they look like they're in high school. They look like they're going to get broken in half. And they, for me, they were the highlight of the night.
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit. It was that good.
Yo, it is bad. It is so good. And we hope to see them again. I don't think we'll see them tonight.
We won't, unfortunately. We did ask. And I don't know what it was. I wanted to get in detail about it. She said they were from Tennessee.
Yeah.
So I would love to see them back here again. I don't know if they were just, like, here for a crazy trip, or I don't know, but it was great.
It is good. And I want to say, if you are hearing screaming or roaring in the background, they are literally playing the whole audio video version of Michael Jackson's Thriller right now. It's a part of where he's turned into the werewolf and he's chasing her.
You have this memorized.
Every
I haven't watched this in years.
This video was directed by John Landis.
I know.
And it's still probably one of the best videos of all time.
What's the last movie he directed?
Burke and Hare, maybe?
Did he direct Burke and Hare?
He did, with Simon Pegg and Nick Frost.
Oh. Let's not talk about that anymore.
You know, his older stuff, like his...
Yes, anything else.
Coming to America, Trading Places.
Yes.
Amazon Women on the Moon.
American Werewolf in Paris.
London. Paris is the sequel that we don't talk about.
Yeah, well, at least it's not Burke and Hare.
And that's how Michael Jackson met John Landis, because Michael Jackson saw American Werewolf in London, and Rick Baker did the werewolf makeup. He's like, we've got to do this. And that's how they did it.
And I'm sorry, neither of us said Blues Brothers. Just saying.
He directed Animal House, too, and Three Amigos.
We brought up all the wrong movies. I mean, all very good, but still. And I also have to say, Max Landis. I like that kid a lot.
John Landis' son, Max Landis, has created and written Dirk Gently.
Oh,
so if you've never seen that show, seriously catch it.
One of my favorite movies of
Max
last year.
Max Landis,
Mr. Wright,
is a huge wrestling fan.
Max Landis also, I believe he writes for WWE sometimes.
I don't know if he writes for WWE.
I think that he did for a little bit. Because he's made little comments on Twitter. And
he's in LA. He knows people.
He does.
He made a documentary on wrestling.
Oh, yes. Check that out.
It's on YouTube. It's 30 minutes long. It's amazing. It's called It's Still Real to Me.
No, that's not what it is. It's called... I have to look that up. I know that's not what it is, though.
I thought it was called It's Still Real to Me. But Max Landis is awesome. He is a big wrestling fan. But yeah,
Wrestling isn't wrestling is what it's called.
Wrestling isn't wrestling.
And it's amazing. The whole thing, it's not...
Where do you think we got it?
It doesn't have wrestlers in it, really. It's all acted out. Actually, women play men.
Yes.
And it's all... it's amazing. It's very, very hard to just explain, but it's basically the story of Triple H in a very, very stylized way. And it's awesome.
Yes. It is pretty cool.
Man, this got loud.
This did get loud. We are going crazy right now. It is Thriller. It's insane. It's, oh my God. But yeah, Sword Championship Wrestling. It is so, we just can't get enough of Sword Championship. It's become my new favorite promotion, you know, because we've been to VIP, we've been to WWE, we've been to WrestleMania, we've been to Wrestle Circus.
Yep.
And
this is different.
Like I said, it's very interactive. It's very fun. It's all you want.
And we said it earlier, there's karaoke afterwards, which, like,
there is
we haven't even really
afterwards.
Done. We just always walk over there, and it's like, oh, wait's too long. But I'm so happy that it's available. I really wish that it was in the ring, because that would be the coolest thing ever. Imagine doing karaoke in a wrestling ring, but oh, my God. Getting excited
it's
for that.
So crazy.
Terrible.
So, yeah, Soar, it is about to start. We are getting underway.
How to bring down the lights.
People here. There are, hey! We got fans! Hello! How are y'all? Doing all right. We've come here so much, started seeing people we know. Oh my goodness. I'm glad it's getting out. People are showing up.
Did you meet them last week?
Huh?
Last month? Did you meet them last month?
No, I've known these people for a while. I think this is their first show.
How did they come here?
I post about Soar everywhere.
Did you really get them to come? We didn't even get our real friends to come. What is happening here?
No, that's not true. Friends are coming.
Man,
there are.
Look at this. We have two children bringing in the Soar heavyweight championship belt.
Yes, they are.
How cool is that? That they let two. He tried to go through the metal ropes instead of the lower ones. That was adorable.
It is so much
that
fun.
That is cool. That is cool. So I would love if I had gotten to do something like that as a kid. Like even stepping into a wrestling ring, they got to hold the first championship belt for this organization. And place it in the ring for the first time.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, if you were to be a manager of a wrestler, what kind of manager would you be? And who would you want to manage?
Oh, no.
Out of any wrestler you know.
You should have told me this so I could have prepped. Oh, man. I would love... I'm going to bring it back to Jervis. I would love to be Jervis Cottonbelly's manager, and I would love it because, like let's say that I was his little mentor.
Yeah.
Or he was my mentor, rather, and I was, like, his disheveled child, and he was trying to turn me around, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just there, and I'm supposed to be learning from him and this and that, and I eventually turn on him. Yeah, that would be the craziest thing. Which I would hate to turn on Jervis, but, like, that would be a cool little story arc, and I'm just this bad kid, and he wants to make me sweet. I would love that. That'd be fun.
Cool. It is pretty cool.
Can I ask you yours? I don't know if I can.
Why?
Well, okay, go ahead and tell me. I didn't know if it was a secret or not.
If what?
If you want to be a manager.
Oh, I want to be a manager. I want to be a bad guy manager in the worst way.
That's scary the way you're looking at me now.
I have like this devious eye look right now with a smirk like, oh my god, I would wreak havoc on all the nice guys wrestlers. Like, if I could wreak havoc on Roman Reigns all the time and like just be for like the biggest heel wrestlers ever, I want to be like a Paul Heyman type character, but not...
That'd be cool. Well, you have that look down. That look, it's like you threw me into a room, and then you're standing at the door. Oh, no. No, it's like the Saw movies where it's like game over, and they close the door. That's what it felt like. No.
It's so much fun. And now, I think they know that I like Michael Jackson because they have not stopped playing Michael Jackson. They are playing Black or White off the Dangerous album right now.
Yeah, they don't know that I like Limp Bizkit, so whatever.
There's no Bowling for Soup here, Scott.
Not either. No Bowling.
Andrew W.K.
No Andrew W.K. No Limp Bizkit. No other music that's not very good that I like.
All right. Well, we're going to take a little break. We might be back a little later with some more Soar Championship Wrestling. But the show is going to start any second now, and we will be back for WEW Podcast, part of the Multimedia Man on BoomstickComics.com and iTunes. Come see us. We'll talk to you soon.